to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Well, those are good words for us. Wait on the Lord. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. 1 John 3:16. The love of God which passeth knowledge. Ephesians 3:19. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was yet rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that he through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Welcome aboard, Madhu Babu. Have you with us. Because if God so love also to love one another, be kind one another, tender hearted, forgiving one another. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Even as God for Christ hath forgiven us, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. 1 John 4:11. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Mark 10:45, 1 Peter 2:21, John 13:14-15, and 1 John 3:16. Ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. You ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. What things soever the Father doth, these also doeth the Son also. Likewise. John 5:19. The Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. I will give you a mouth and a wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Proverbs 2:6. Then them that are sanctified by God the Father, he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all one, which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Do not I fill the heaven and earth, saith the Lord, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. This is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Isaiah 43:11, John 4:42. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. Titus 1:4. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Psalm 25:4. Well, I'm glad that we have the Word of God to sustain us through life. I'm glad that he left the Word of God for us, for our daily sustenance. I'm glad that he didn't leave us without his Word. We would be groping around in the dark. But we have the Word of God. It gives us much comfort, much assurance, and gives us hope that passeth all understanding. It can keep our minds by Jesus Christ. Psalm 20 says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand aright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. Psalm 20. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language, or voice is not heard. Their line gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy friend, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now I want to read a portion from Psalm 91. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Welcome aboard, Daniel. Good to have you with us this morning. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, I also want to read Psalm 4. Psalm 4. These psalms give us much comfort during times of struggle. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down and in peace and sleep, but the Lord only maketh me dwell in safety. Well, I'm glad that we have the Psalms as refuge for our soul. Welcome aboard, Rick Matorik. Good to see you. We keep missing each other. We finally connected. I'm reading portions from the Psalms this morning. What a comfort it gives us. What a comfort when we look at God's creation. And I want to read now a portion from the 27th Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies around about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen my heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, isn't that wonderful to have the encouragement from the psalmist David? David went through a lot. He had many enemies that tried to come against him, but God was his sustainer, the lifter of his head. I would also like to read the 8th Psalm, and we'll conclude that with the 8th Psalm this morning. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Well, I hope that you will be encouraged today, recognizing the excellency of the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. And so let us proclaim the gospel far and wide. Jesus Christ came, and for sinners he did die. His Father gave them to the Son. It is finished, he cried. The work, it is done. Never again must a sacrifice be made. Christ was 3 days in the ground, but rose from that grave. Yes, he died, was buried, and rose for his people to save. They are no longer under the curse of sin. The Holy Spirit has caused them to be born again. And when we falter and succumb to sin, Christ, our mediator, forgives us again. Thanks for saving us by your grace. Well, I'm going to conclude with this little poem entitled Daily Trials Will Soon Cease. Daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest, when this world shall pass away and we're no longer in distress. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, and in the arms of our Heavenly Father will bring boundless joy, I am sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with Him who gave Himself a ransom and died for His people's sins. No more daily trials to plague and give us grief. We have reached eternal glory, the place of eternal relief. Daily trials when my soul will take its flight, never again awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the tests of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease and I won't remember the past, for my tears will all be wiped away, never again to last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within His arms. Daily trials are now over. I now can see His charms. Yes, Rick, we have a hope, an anchor of the soul, steadfast and sure within the veil. I'm looking for that day when I go to meet my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Undeserving as I am, but the nails are in His hands. The prints of the nails are in His hands. That's proof enough for me that He died for me on Calvary. You're in our thoughts and prayers this morning. Keep us in your prayers. May the good Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. God bless.